Turning to sports now on KNKX, the Mariners return home to T-Mobile Park this weekend with the best record in Major League Baseball at 13-2. They're hosting the Houston Astros after sweeping the Kansas City Royals this week. The M's won Thursday 7-6 in 10 innings. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talks about the team's unexpected and record-breaking start. Art, what the heck is going on?
I have no idea. I mean, this is just, you know, magic. I wrote a column in the Sports Press Northwest talking about this being some sort of parallel universe, like the movie The Matrix with Keanu Reeves. You know, I think the Mariners are all kind of a collective Neo here by having all these guns of offense and still being able to dodge bullets. One of the most amazing things about this run is the Mariners lead the league in errors, too. But the offense has made everything well. It's astonishing. The Mariners, in their first 14 games, they've hit 34 home runs, which broke a record by the 1932 New York Yankees. And those Yankees were led by Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. Whoa. I cannot believe I'm putting those guys' names in the same sentence with the Mariners. But that's how well they've hit out of the gate. And another amazing achievement, in winning 12 of their 14, they've had at least 6 runs in those wins. That's also an all-time major league record. So we're seeing things here that have not been part of MLB history ever. This was supposed to be the season of stepping back. Jerry DePoto, the general manager, said before the season, to try to tamp down expectations, they were going to take a step back this year and not necessarily be competitive for a playoff position in order to acquire prospects who are going to be seasoned at minor league baseball and then enter the lineup in 2020 or 2021. Well, if that's the plan, they can't even lose right.
Well, that was the plan, and they sold off a lot of their key players in the offseason. So what about this amazing start has been most unexpected?
One of the subtle things that's happening here is they also lead the league in walks. The Mariners have been emphasizing a point to their hitters, and it's finally sinking in. Control the zone, meaning the strike zone. And it speaks to being disciplined at the plate. Don't swing at bad pitches. Take a walk. And that's such an important thing in baseball because you force the starting pitchers to work harder. And so the fact that the holdover players such as Ryan Healy and Daniel Vogelbach and D. Gordon are now taking walks tells me that the teaching of the club is sinking in, and that's credit to DePoto and his staff for getting the message across and making these guys effective hitters.
So the hitting and the walking have gotten a lot of attention, but the pitching has also been good.
Yeah, they've gotten great contributions from each of the starters. Felix Hernandez is the big mystery at the fifth starter. If they can still manage him to give them 4 or 5 innings, he can be serviceable. The other 4 guys have been solid. And kind of the big surprise, I think, is the bullpen has been at least adequate. That was always the weakness coming out of spring training. And they don't have a closer because they got rid of Edwin Diaz. But they're doing closer by committee. But when you're scoring 8 runs a game, it really doesn't make a big difference.
Well, what do you see happening from here?
Well, I think as the trading deadline approaches the end of July, Jerry DePoto told Larry Stone of the Seattle Times that they would add players if they're in contention, but they will not subtract any of their prospects they acquired in the offseason. They do have the luxury at the trade deadline of moving Edwin Encarnacion and Jay Bruce, 2 veteran hitters who could probably help a contender, and not touch the young guys. So they will add players if this freakout continues. I don't expect it to happen, but I didn't expect this to happen. So who knows?
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.